Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to my podcast. This is the first ever podcast that I've ever recorded. And so I don't really know, you know, exactly what I'm doing. And I'm testing it out and figuring out as we go along. So thanks for bearing with me. But I figured for this first podcast, for this first episode, I would just kind of lay the foundation for what I really want this to be and what my heart is, and why I'm doing this, and just kind of share with you guys who I am and the things that I'm really passionate about. And if you know me at all, or even if you know me just a little bit, you probably know that I'm so passionate about curly hair and natural hair care and hair products. And I'm always talking about, you know, curls and complimenting other people on theirs and like sharing stories and swapping ideas and all the things. And so, you know, I talk to people about hair care and natural hair so much that it just got to a point where I was like, man, I really need to talk about this. I really need to do something with this. And enough people come up and ask me what products I'm using, or, you know, ask how long have you been natural, and all those questions that you get as a girl with curly hair. And so I wanted to open the conversation and just talk about it a little bit. So I figured today, episode one, I would just share my story with you. And so for those of you who've known me a little bit longer, you know that I didn't always have curly hair. Well, I kind of did, but I straightened it for probably 95% of my life. I grew up with my mom taking great care of my curls, braiding my hair every day. But she never really taught me what it was to embrace the hair on my head, or, you know, what my culture was, or how to handle my hair. And she always wore her hair straight. And so for most of my life, I didn't have anybody who was really embracing their natural hair or their ethnicity or their culture in a way that it relates to the hair on your head. So for me, it was such a foreign thing. And my mom took care of my hair until I was probably in middle school. And my mom's African American. My dad is white with green eyes, freckles, and gets skin cancer the second he walks outside. And his whole family has red hair. And so I'm a mixed kid, and my mom took care of my hair my whole life, but when I got to middle school, I remember I would just beg her and beg her to let me get my hair relaxed. And so if you don't know what a relaxer is, it's basically just this chemical that they put on your hair that breaks down pretty much your hair shaft. And so it makes it a lot easier to straighten, but it also damages your hair and it burns your scalp, and it's pretty much the worst thing ever. But I remember begging and begging my mom, because she would get her hair relaxed every couple of months, and she wore her hair straight, and I remember begging her for forever just to let me get my hair straightened and to relax it. And my hair was probably to the middle of my back at this point. I was in middle school, and I remember asking her, please, please, please let me get my hair relaxed. And finally she gave in. She was like, you know what? You're old enough. Do what you want. So I paid, and she took me to the salon. I got my hair relaxed, and I just remember feeling like I was all that and a bag of chips, because my hair was straight and shiny, and I don't know, I had this image in my mind that poofy, curly hair just was not cute. And that's such a struggle when you're in middle school. You want to fit in, you want to be like your friends. And I grew up in primarily white communities in the suburbs, where nobody had a big fro that was fabulous with their natural curls, or I couldn't have described box braids to you, or I had no idea that, you know, in my head, straight hair was the best hair, and that's what I wanted. So I went on and straightened my hair for years after that, all the way through high school, straightened my hair every single day, and I never wore my hair out. It was always in clips or braided at the side or a little twist, and I just, from the damage from straightening my hair so much, it got shorter and shorter, and I've never gotten an official haircut, and somehow I ended up with a short little shoulder-length bob, and my hair was so damaged. And then I eventually moved to Philadelphia, was out on my own, and I got a job, very professional, in a corporate setting. And in my head, I still just had this notion that I had to have straight hair to be accepted and to be like everybody else. And I didn't have anyone who was cheering me on to wear my hair natural. I mean, I had friends, and people would be catch a glimpse of my curls, but nobody really ever had their hair natural and showed me or taught me and said, here's the products you want to use, and, you know, check the porosity of your hair. No one talked about those things. I had no idea. And then when I looked around, everyone else had straight hair and was professional looking, and or what I thought was professional. And so so a couple years went by. I kept straightening my hair every day, just flat ironing the life out of it. It was so damaged. And every once in a while, I would try to challenge myself and be like, oh, you can do it. Go for it. Go natural. No straightener. But then a wedding would come up, or an event, or a day where I wanted to just look cute and go out or do whatever. And I always thought that I just had to straighten my hair. And so I never wore my hair curly. And I didn't even know my hair was as curly as it is until I was 23 years old. So my hair was getting more and more damaged. Eventually, at one point, I dyed it blonde, and that was even worse because lightening your hair is even more damaging to your curls. And I just had this lifeless, short, teeny bob of a hairstyle that I just was so unhappy with. And so then, living in Philadelphia, there's so much culture, so many options of salons and places, and you can go anywhere and get pretty much anything attached to your head. So I caught this idea that I was going to go get a weave. So this is probably 2 years ago. I grabbed a friend who went to the store, found this giant curly sew-in weave, and I went to the Germantown Weave Bar and got it sewn into my head, and it kind of matched what I thought my natural curls would look like if I wore them out, but it was the start of probably one of the most like toxic, weird time periods in my life. I was just going through weird stuff with relationships and just a lot of things that I'm so glad are over now. And I mean, everyone would compliment me and be like, wow, I love your hair. It's so curly and big. And it felt like this like fake version of what I truly wanted my hair to be and what I truly thought that I was. It was just this like horrible, nasty, anxiety-filled time when I felt so insecure with this fake sense of confidence because my hair was sort of what I had always hoped it could be. It was a very strange time in my life. And finally, I was getting kind of tired of having the sew-in, and the place that I went to sewed it in too tight, and so it was damaging. And I just remember there were mornings where I would sit on the floor of my room and just cry, trying to detangle it, and it was horrible. And my weave experience does not reflect the experience that most people have, but for me it was just horrible, and I'm so glad I'm never, ever going back to that, let's be sure. So all that said, early February of 2017, and I was about to get a new weave sewn back in, because you have to get them, you know, redone and sewn back in, because your hair grows out underneath. And I took out one weave, and I was gonna go get a new one sewn in. It was a Saturday, and I just felt had this moment where I was like, you know what, screw it, like, screw this. I'm so tired of this weave. I do not care anymore. I don't care what people think of me. I don't care what I look like. I'm going to look like a little boy, and I don't care. I'm chopping all my hair off. And I took my weave out, and my hair was so damaged that because the weave was sewn in so tight, it broke off. My hair broke off even more. It just was the worst. Like, this was like worst case scenario times 20. So finally, I was like, I'm over it. I hate this. I called my friend. I was like, I need you to come over and cut off all my hair. So she showed up about 30 minutes later, and she trimmed up this weird little frizzy fro ball of hair that I had left. And that was the start of my journey. And the next day I left the house. I finally got my courage up to leave the house. And I thought to myself, like, man, I'm really going to do this. And I had this, I was petrified. But just to get that out there, I was petrified to leave the house with short hair, and it was just curly and frizzy, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I thought at the time it was kind of cute, and I realized it was still really bad. And I remember thinking, like, you know what? You don't owe any sort of a look to anyone. You don't owe anything to anyone. You don't owe your identity to your hair. And sometimes you hear that people say, you know, it's only hair, it'll grow back, or what's the big deal, or just cut it off. But for those of you who've never, like, buzzed your head or had extremely short hair, imagine if we just cut off all your hair right now. Like right now, just cut all of your hair off. And then you had to walk through a shopping mall or walk across a stage somewhere. Just imagine how exposed and uncomfortable and just out, just you feel so exposed. Like everything, like you just, it's this most bizarre out of body experience. And it can be kind of nerve wracking. And it gave me a little bit of anxiety to leave the house. And I just thought, you know what, I'm staying committed to this because I've got to embrace what's on my head and it's part of who I am. And hair is so personal. Hair is so personal, especially for a girl. It's part of your identity. It's part of your heritage, your culture. It shows people how you view yourself. And it represents the soul inside of your human shell. So for me, it was such a drastic change. I'd never worn my hair free or out without any kind of a braid or a twist or whatever. My whole life, for 23 years, I had never truly embraced how God had made me and the hair on my head. And it seems so maybe overthought or intense to think of it that way. But for me, that's what it was. It was really like, can I truly embrace how God has made me and what he's placed on my head and who I am? And part of, you know, straightening my hair and getting the weave or dyeing it, it was just trying to fit in and trying to live up to some imaginary standard I had created in my mind that I just decided I was over. I just didn't care anymore. I just didn't care. So that was the start of my curly journey. And ever since then, it has been amazing to see the friendships I've formed over something as simple or as big as hair. Like when I'm walking out in public and I see another girl with her curls rocking, her fro is flying in the wind. And I'm like, okay, girl, I see you. I love it. And I get the chance to encourage people and swap products. And I've built friendships just through connecting over hair. It's the craziest thing. And a lot of times I run into parents who will ask me, who maybe have kids whose hair they can't care for or don't know how to care for. Like myself, no one really taught them how to embrace natural curls or what products to use or what processes or how to style curls. And they ask me, like, what are you doing or what products are you using? Can you send me links or tutorials? And I just figured I would create a place that is a resource that is opening the conversation about hair, natural hair, where it's accepted and how it's accepted and all of the things that tie into caring for natural curly hair. So that's what this podcast is. That's what my heart is. That's why I'm doing this. I love these conversations and I love talking about this stuff and sharing it with others, sharing my heart with others through this. It's been a journey for me that is continuing even to this day. So wherever you are, whoever you are, if you're listening to this, I hope this encourages you. Maybe you've got braids. Maybe you've got straight hair. Maybe you've got a sew-in. Maybe you're bald and you shaved all your hair off and you just don't know where to start. Well, I hope that this is a safe place for you where we can learn and grow together. Thanks for listening. And I can't wait to see what conversations happen in the future. Thanks for listening to the Curlcast with Jenna Marie. You can find more conversation and curly tips on my website at jennamariefoley.com, or you can find me on social media at jennamariefoley.